Hello, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am your host, Murtaza. Please stay with us. The religion of Islam maintains certainly a balance between the human soul and body. The spiritual and physical aspects of human beings and their natural inclination towards sexual, satisfaction within the legal boundaries that the Almighty Allah, has set for all Muslims. With such a balance, the religion of Islam was able to form a unique and new generation that was distinguishably chaste, modest, pure, ambitious, and exalted above, its desires. It was a generation which sacrificed its wealth and souls for the sake of Allah, the Almighty, seeking His pleasure, believing in His promised rewards, and protecting the sacred places as the honor of Muslims. The religion of peace encourages marriages, for instance, as a means to achieve and maintain chastity, and made it a sign of perfect wisdom of Allah, as well as a great mercy upon His Creator. Allah has facilitated marriage as a means to satisfy sexual desires, protected the lineage, and fulfill natural instincts between two sexes so that they may enjoy themselves in dignified manner. On the other hand, Islam forbids following, base desires and aggressively seeking their satisfaction. It has directly ordained and encouraged chastity and sealed all ways that lead to spread of, immorality. The corruption of hearts and the ruins of the Muslims' nation is the result. Chastity, in particular, is exalted value that helps to have and to gain self-control. It purifies the heart and leads the limbs to the obedience of the Almighty Allah, as well as keeping away from His prohibitions. If a person loses his chastity, he becomes just like an animal, having no concern except to follow his base desires and satisfy them in any way and for any price, even if this entails the loss of religion, worth of family. Everything in life that he or she possess might be destroyed just in order to satisfy his base desires. There are a lot of words and advice to Muslim men in particular in order to achieve and maintain chastity in their interactions with the opposite sex. For instance, when a man talks to a woman, he is supposed to let his conversation be very much limited within Islamic guidelines and boundaries. And therefore, you are not allowed to joke around or talk too much because it actually stimulates the lusts in the hearts. And this is very much rejected. So there are rules and regulations and commands that how a man can maintain his chastity in with regards to communicating with the opposite sex. So this is very much highly recommended by the religion of Islam to be taken care of.
Brothers and sisters, you are not brothers and sisters. Holy Quran states, "Say to the believing men that they cast down their looks and guard their private parts." And straight after says, "And say to the believing women that they too cast down their looks and guard their private parts, and let them wear their head coverings, and let them not display their ornaments, except to their fathers and husbands, basically anyone who is mahram to you." Well, unless your teacher is your uncle or your auntie.
What about my cousin? She's...
No, your cousin is na mahram to you. She's your potential spouse, in fact.
Oh, but we're just friends.
Just a friend. Today we live in a world where women are exploited by the fashion and film industries, where celebrity culture infiltrates the minds of the masses and causes society to rush towards worldly desires. Naturally, those men who are inclined towards the dunya and see everything as material also view women as objects. The problem is most women don't know how men perceive them. Thus, women in the West and the East are exploited for their looks rather than appreciated for their true worth. There's this Western idea floating around that it's either looks or books. The pretty woman is on one side and the woman with the great personality is on the other. The question is, why can't a woman be both? Islam recognizes women as special, unique, and potentially brilliant. It arms her with the tools to fight the male perception. The shield of hijab forces men to see her for her personality rather than her body. Imam Khomeini said, "If women knew how men perceive them, they'd cover themselves in iron armor." Most men won't admit it. "Ladies, we men are beasts. We're like hungry wolves." When you say hi to a guy, you're probably thinking hi, but he's thinking hello. The Holy Quran states man has been created weak. You see, every rule, every hadith, every bit of advice given to us by the Aimmah has wisdom behind it. There's a reason why women pray behind men in Salatul Jama'ah. And there's a reason why Islam says do not shake hands with the opposite gender. And while it can be awkward to abide by this in the West and the East, Oh God, I'm so sorry, I can't shake your hand. There's bogeys. My hand's stuck in my pocket. I can't get it out. No, just say it's against my religion to shake your hand. But don't be weak about it. Don't be like... And in your head you're thinking... Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa... And there's a reason why Islam is against being alone in a room with someone who is not mahram to you. You might have good intentions, but remember, when the door closes and you're alone with that person, the third person in the room becomes shaitan. The Quran states that when Prophet Yusuf, against his will, became alone with Zulaykha, she sought to make himself yield to her, and she made fast the doors and said, "Come forward." He said, "I seek refuge with Allah," and ran for the door. But Zulaykha ripped the poor man's shirt off and he ended up in prison. We have to be very careful not to get ourselves into sticky situations, because it can be very hard to get out of them. A student of the Hawza was once asked to deliver a package to a woman's house, unknowing that the woman had evil intentions. The door closed, and the woman demanded that he should be with her, otherwise she'd scream and tell everybody that he was the one who forced himself on her. Now, how did this young student get out of that mess? He said, all right, you win. Just let me go to the bathroom to freshen up." Now, in those days, the toilets were just mere holes in the ground. So he rolled up his sleeves, dived in, and smothered himself in poo. Then he went to the woman and said, "I'm ready." Disgusted, she turned him away and he was saved from a terrible sin. The moral of the story? Don't be alone with the opposite gender, otherwise you'll get yourself into some deep... Shall we move on? A question. If you were walking along a cliffside, is it better to walk keeping a distance from the potential danger, or to walk close to the edge, where if you slip, you might fall? Lower your gaze and you will see wonders.
Now I know we all have good intentions and different ways we have to cope with stress. But for me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me. But for me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me. Now I know.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program, The Teacher. On the other hand, we have women as well. Women should be aware from softening their tones while they're speaking, for example, to the opposite sex on lines or on telephone, because the Almighty Allah forbade them from doing so. And this creates a kind of disease in the hearts of men, stranger men. That is how the chastity is very much maintained, not only in the hearts of men, but also women. Both, opposite sex have a great responsibility to help one another, to help each other, to be protected from the traps of shaitan and evil. There are many other ways that we can achieve chastity and, modesty in our daily basis. We have to be always cautious of the Almighty Allah, because He is watching us on very, 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 authentic and regular basis. And we have to establish prayers with humbleness and tranquility. Of course, in our daily and physical life, we have marriage and, fasting. So these two can help us to recreate or reestablish modesty and chastity if they are gone away from our lives. Staying away from immoralities and places in which it is very usually found is another way that help Muslims and true believers to be away from committing crimes and helping them to maintain their chastity and modesty. As a man, we are highly recommended to lower our gaze and our looks while talking to the opposite sex. And thinking about immoralities can help us very much to learn about the negative consequences of them. That is, another issue that we have to be taking them into our considerations. And of course, as individual, we must work hard to maintain bashfulness. This very much help us to refrain ourselves from intermixing or being alone, for example, with the opposite sex in one location. And of course, with regards to other, entertainments, for example, music, which is, very much tempting, it helps us to commit crime. So we have to actually shun music to some extent in order to provide ourselves with the safe environment in terms of not committing those sins. We have to occupy our time with the most useful activities. Otherwise, when we are very much jobless and unemployed, we usually try to go around and find something that is not Islamic, and it creates a frequent going after committing crimes. So that's why our time should be filled in with a very, very good and positive way of thinking and activities.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it down, but nobody cares. It's an untold story.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsley.com. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
When the sun goes down and there's nothing left around, can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving.